This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today and launch projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees. He will reach Kashi at around 2 p.m. and will inaugurate RJ Sankara Eye Hospital. Thereafter, at around 4:15 p.m., he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects at Singra Stadium in Varanasi. Prime Minister will also inaugurate the RJ Sankara Eye Hospital. The hospital will also offer conditions and he will also address the gathering of the occasion. In line of the commitment to boost connectivity, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of expansion of airport runway and construction of the new terminal building and allied works of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi, worth around 2,870 crore. President Draupadi Murmu has reached New Delhi after the completion of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit has added a new chapter to the historic relation of India with Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit came after a year of the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral meetings with the leadership of the three countries and interacted with the Indian diaspora. The visit has reaffirmed India's strong commitment to further strengthen its existing cordial relations with the countries in Africa. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will establish a committee to address the stark disparity between the farm gate prices and the retail cost of the horticulture produce. Addressing an agriculture conference in New Delhi, he said, while farmers sell vegetables at 5 rupees a kilo, consumers end up paying 50 rupees and this gulf needs to narrow. Mr. Chauhan also unveiled plans to launch Krishi Chaupal next month, an initiative aimed at bridging the lab-to-land gap in agriculture research. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan will be on a 7-day visit to Singapore and Australia beginning today. The visit is expected to foster collaboration, participation and synergy in critical areas of mutual interest in education. In the first leg of the 2-day visit to Singapore, Mr. Pradhan will address the members of Indian diaspora today. Mr. Pradhan will meet the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, and Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong and other young senior leaders tomorrow. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, Embassy of India in Moscow hosted India-Russia business-to-business networking dinner for Indian delegates of BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar met with over 80 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnerships. A detailed report by the United Nations Human Rights Committee has raised serious concerns over the spread of religious intolerance, forced kidnappings and the conversion of Hindu and Christian minority girls, curbs on media and freedom of expression in Pakistan. The UN committee also raised questions over the Pakistan's government's inability to tackle the dangerously increasing number of attacks and threats on Shia Muslims, Christians, Ahmadis, Hindus and Sikhs. In cricket, New Zealand will start their second innings against India this morning on the fifth day of the opening test at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Bengaluru. They need just 107 runs to win this match. Earlier, India were all out for 462 runs in the second innings yesterday. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will face South Africa in the summit clash at the Dubai International Stadium this evening. For the first time since 2016, the Women's T20 World Cup will have a new winner. And that is the end of this news bulletin.